outfit. Together they will fix it, so
ready, set, let's go!
We can work it out. Oh, oh, oh, oh. Oh, we can work it out. We'll invent a way through ideas and play. Bits and Bob will save the day.
Bits and Bob, Bits and Bob, Bits and Bob! Messi,
ancora Messi, ancora Messi.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. It's Friday, which means a differential show setting our teams up. And slightly different to the previous weeks where there's no games today, there is a game tonight, James.
I fucking hate Friday deadlines, mate. It just becomes manic. I enjoyed Saturday morning not having to do the deadline stream, which doesn't mean I hate the deadline stream, by the way. I just like the fact, oh, it's Saturday, Sunday, there's no work. But I hate Friday deadlines. I cannot stand it.
Do you remember yesterday when we did the quiz, one of the answers was a Brighton defender and you made a song-related joke about him?
Yeah, go on. Don't you nearly said the singer's name, didn't you?
Don't Ren on my parade. What happened last night with your lot?
To be honest, mate, listen, we produced the best 12 minutes of football we produced all season at the start of the game. And then it went apart.
I didn't really catch up on the reviews. The report that I read said it was a bit ebb and flow, like in terms of who had dominance and... Well, they were on top, you were on top, they were on top.
Yeah, I mean, they probably should have won, actually, with the chances they had. They were half decent, actually. Mm-hmm. They were in the Champions League last year. And I didn't realize they spent 70 million on new players this season. Admittedly, they lost Camavinga to Real Madrid. So a lot of that came back. But we know the Ligue 1 clubs have been in a bit of financial crisis, basically all of them except PSG. So for them to spend 70 million on new signings, it's like, oh, wow. Actually, we were better on the ball, mainly because he started with Ndombele and Brian Hill in a midfield three. I mean, compare that to the three that played at Palace. We've got two midfield players who both want to get their head up and both can run with the ball. And Tanguy was great, actually. Lasted a full 77 minutes or so. I don't think he'll start on Sunday, but it was good. However,
do you think they'll give him, 77 divided by 90?
However,
it is 85%. Do you think he'll take 85% of his wages?
However, he might eat them. However, he's at fault for the first goal, and that's going to be the problem where someone kind of plays around the corner past him and then goes for the return, and he doesn't follow it. He stands like a statue, right? And that's the problem. So when Nuno's got such a defensive structure, and fuck yes, there are some similarities to Mourinho in terms of defensive setup, although Nuno is so narrow in terms of what he wants to do defensively. If you have a player who don't track a run, he's not going to like you. I think this is why he wanted to bomb him out at the start. What he's realised is he hasn't got no creative players. The club made a massive error not buying a creative player this summer. But I get it with Kane staying and stuff. And of course, last night, Bergwijn and Lucas both got injured. What the fuck? I couldn't have picked two worse players to get injured. I think it'd have been better for us if Kane got injured for this particular game this weekend. So now we've possibly got no pace on the counter-attack, which means I think we might play a back five.
Oof,
I think there's so much made about Spurs defensively in terms of... I mean, look, if Tanganga's obviously suspended, but if none of the other centre-backs are back fit and he has to play Rodon and Davis at centre-back, honestly, Chelsea will get four or five. Lukaku will just back into them in the penalty box and they will murder us. I reckon Dier, Sanchez and Romero might all play. I think it's possible.
Pack the box.
And I think I'm hoping Sonny might make it. And in that case, he'd play the midfield three of probably Højbjerg, Skip and Dele Alli. And I think he'd possibly play Son right up front with Kane. A little bit like we've seen our Jimenez and Jota had played together for Wolves in the past. And then in a back three, Reguilón and Emerson Royal have to get forward. Emerson Royal, when he came on last 20 minutes last night, played right of a front three.
Okay, interesting.
In front of Doherty, who
keeps getting better. He's the gift that keeps giving.
This isn't a Tottenham podcast, is
no,
it?
No, let's leave it.
But at least, listen, at the end
at
of the day,
you've got a point.
Real talk. That was the hardest fixture in the group. We haven't lost it. And there was a football match taking place. Mm. And there was some enjoyable moments. The recovery, when we went 2-1 down, I was like, that's it, we've lost. He took Kane off the pitch after 55 minutes. And I think he took Kane off the pitch because he went, I can't have another injury. I just can't have another injury. I'll have to take it. Once Lucas was like, nah. And Lucas tried to carry on for 5 minutes. He was clearly fucked. I'm taking him off. I can't lose him.
I feel like there's a swapping of roles here with our clubs, because there was that period, probably in season 2, season 3 of Planet FPL, where West Ham were just littered with injuries. And last week we had a press conference and Moyes literally said, nah, we're all good. There's no problems whatsoever. I was like, where's my club gone that always had players falling out with injuries? We're always joking about the quality of the medical backroom staff, or something kept causing injuries at West Ham, to go into a week with no injuries. And we arguably had our most difficult group game yesterday as well, away at Zagreb. If I said to you a 2-0 away win for West Ham, where we had 7 or 8 shots on target and they had none, what do you think that game was like? You would be able to describe it perfectly. Literally hit them on the counter, scored a couple of good goals and controlled the tempo of the game from start to finish. It was very, very comfortable last night. Like, it really felt, business as usual for West Ham last night.
Literally confirmed my belief from what happened in March that was probably the worst result ever. How did we lose to them?
I have no idea.
I actually don't think it's the toughest game in your group. Is it Genk?
Yeah.
That's in your group.
Yeah.
They won away last night, didn't they? I think that's
1-0 at Vienna. I mean, we'll see.
I think that's probably the toughest of the three.
If you look at the UEFA coefficient, although that's not really an indication of who's good or not, but
Zagreb got to the quarterfinals, so of course the coefficient's going to be half decent. And to be honest, they've kind of been a Champions League regular as someone from the lower nations who could potentially go through the Champions path and qualify for the Champions League. They never do nothing when they're in it, do they? So it's not a surprise that their coefficient's decent compared to Vienna, have kind of been knocked off top perch in Austria by Red Bull Salzburg, and Genk are in competition with the likes of Club Bruges. Anderlecht's had a dip over the last few years. Royal Antwerp has had a decent couple of years in Belgium. So it's not a surprise that Zagreb's highest on the coefficient, because they're basically one team league in Croatia.
Yeah. So going into this game week, your main team, sir, have you made any changes and are you planning on any changes?
No, I'm waiting on the team news, but I, to be honest, I literally made my decision while I was recording the podcast on Monday to buy Kieran Tierney. Now, I said that on the pod. I'm kind of making my decision while I'm speaking, is to go with Kieran Tierney. And the thought process on that is, firstly, remember I have Jose Sarr. So I think if I didn't, I'd buy Semedo. So for those who might be debating, and I've already been asked this week, Semedo or Tierney, my general advice would probably go Semedo, actually, of the two. But I'm looking at it and going, do you know what, them Arsenal fixtures up to sort of Liverpool way in game week 12, would I be happy if I had to play Kieran Tierney in all of those fixtures? The answer is yes. I think those home games, Tottenham, Palace, Villa, Watford, and even when you throw in the away games, Burnley, Brighton, Leicester, won at Leicester last year, and it's clean sheets. I think Arsenal over the next 7 game weeks could keep 3 to 4 clean sheets. Mm. In fact, I wouldn't say could. I think they will. And with Tomiyasu in, it's just adding to what we've always thought. The bias towards Arsenal's left-hand side, he's just going to fly up the pitch.
Yeah. So
the attacking returns are potentially there.
What's your 11, 1 to 11?
So it'd be Tierney in for Ricardo Pereira. I know he didn't play for Leicester last night, but if he doesn't go this week, he's going next week. And if he doesn't go next week, he's going the week after. And if he doesn't go before 7, he is definitely going in game week 8. So at some point, he's going. And it's the sort of one I could keep leaving it going, could he play? Could he play? With Antonio's suspension, I can't really afford to take the chance this week, personally. So Pereira's going to go. Because if I have any other player miss out, then I'm at 10 players. So I want to have, I want to be in a position where Luke Ayling is always available to be my 12th man. That's kind of where I want to be. So to be in that position this week, I've got to make a transfer. So I will be lining up this week with Sarr in goal, back four of Trent, who I think I'm going to stick as vice-captain possibly. It'd be him or Jota. Rudiger, Tierney, Luke Shaw. Midfield four of Harvey Barnes, Jack Harrison, Diogo Jota, captain Mo Salah. Actually, midfield five, isn't it? Mason Greenwood. And up front, Danny Ings.
4-5-1. A rare formation in FPL, but interesting to see you play it this week. I'm lined up. I'm going to make no transfers this week, and I'm going to roll. The only red flag that I have is Antonio, and I'm not getting rid of him. He was so good again yesterday. He's really stepped up his game as Antonio. I would not be selling him. If you're still debating umming and ahhing, I would not be selling him this weekend, despite missing the United game. Barnes to Gallagher is the potential move, but why would I sell Barnes before Brighton when Gallagher's playing Liverpool? And I've got no other need to make any changes. So I'll roll. I'll wait and see what happens this weekend where players that have been highly bought get injured and then be able to make a different move this week. Sanchez in goal, Luke Shaw, Trent, Ben White and Ayling at the back. Salah captain, Jota vice in midfield alongside Harvey Barnes and Mason Mount. Up top, Cristiano Ronaldo. He's going to score fucking three at the London Stadium. And Ivan Toney. And then benches, obviously, Brandon Williams, Eve Bissouma, and then Antonio.
He's blanking this weekend, mate.
Ah, he's not, man. Well, I don't care if he does, to be honest with you. I win either way. But I don't see it. But let's see. We are going to be in on a high from the European win, but let's see.
In a word, any debate on Salah captain? Anything to think about for you?
Yeah, because I think Ronaldo is going to score. So I could look at Ronaldo. But no, other than that, if you have a Manchester City asset at home to Southampton and you feel like you've got the cojones to stick it on them because you won't know if they're going to play or not, go for it. But other than that, Salah captain. His ownership is going to be through the roof. Effective ownership with captaincy, 54%. I reckon well over 70% of those people will captain him. So no, I'm going Mo Salah at home against Palace.
Okay, cool. Should we move on to bits and bobs?
Differential team.
Actually, do you know what? As soon as I said that, I could hear the song in my head. Bits and bob, bits and bob. Da, da, da, da, da. Dead team, just very briefly. Shout out to Albert G, top scorer of the week. 80 points. Notice he's got treble Liverpool defence and Ruben Diaz. Also a nice return from Wilfred Zaha, 12 points. Captain Romelu Lukaku, 26 points. We were 55 points, Suj, which we should be very pleased about with our captain injured. Our vice captain stepped up to the plate with a 24-pointer, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Clean sheet from Sanchez, Shaw, Rudiger, nothing else.
Okay.
We'll take 55 points from that. Do you want to do differential team?
Yeah, 54 points. Not great. Not great.
Top scoring player last week, shout out to James Kerwin, 74 points. There were two players who got 74 points in the differential league last week, but James didn't take a hit. He's got Kieran Tierney in that team. Cancelo, Cody, Semedo, clean sheets across the board at the back. Mason Greenwood assists, Sadio Mane goal. And he captained, he got a St. Maximin assist as well. He captained Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Yeah, Aubameyang greater than Kane, it seems, last week. As we captained Harry Kane, we had clean sheets across the back as well. And we did have Cancelo and Greenwood and Mane like he did. We just happened to have a captaincy fail. And then Harrison, Ramsey and Jimenez were good for 3 points between them. So that wasn't ideal.
So we did discuss on the podcast last week selling Riyad Mahrez for Kai Havertz. But then we had confirmation that Callum Wilson was out. And decided not to make the Mahrez to Havertz move and instead brought in Raul Jimenez in place of Callum Wilson. We were both in agreement once Wilson was confirmed out that that was definitely the best way to go. The first bit of news, Surges, is a little bit of good news. Mason Greenwood can stay. He's got a stay of execution, 18.5% or so ownership. I know Rob did put the data in the differential league Slack channel last night. Paul Pogba, Diogo Jota, if you own both have to go, must be sold. So we got some options. Now, Morris to Havertz, is that now off the table this week? I feel like it is. Chelsea have got a potentially understrength Tottenham this weekend. But Morris at owner Southampton does not feel the right time to be pulling the trigger, because if he is in the team, So I've come up with a bit of a watch list of players for us to pick from this week. And there's a name that stands out like a sore thumb, who I don't know why I didn't bring him into the conversation last week, but I feel like we should act, but it's awkward to act. Andrew Robertson is 1.5% owned.
Wow.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that we can't afford him.
No, we should get him.
Well, it'll take a -4, my friend, if we do that. So I think it's same as my team. Pereira,
I'm assuming, is the one that will go.
Pereira would be the one to bin. I think at the moment, no real interest in losing. Dunk, consistency. Rudiger, definitely don't want to lose. Cancelo, don't want to lose. Livramento's the fifth defender. So it would have to, by default, be, I think, Ricardo Pereira would go at the moment. Now, we'd only have 6.1 available. Robertson, of course, is, 7 million, I want to say. But I think the opportunity to get him in, while the fixtures are so hot, and obviously knowing now that there's a good chance that he will never hit above 20% unless something happens to Trent, let's get it done, right?
Should we get rid of Harry Kane?
The only thing, I get what you're saying there in terms of making that happen, because do you expect Kane to pop off against Chelsea? No. And I know there's a long-held belief about his record against Arsenal when it is very good. But I always argue it's normally ones. He has had a couple of occasions where he's got two. But it's normally one goal against Arsenal. The only thing is, we get rid of Kane. We kind of looked at this captaincy plan, didn't we, of Mane for the next two, then Kane for two, then back to Mane. Which, if we lose Kane, might become a little bit awkward for game week 7. That said, I guess we could stick it on Raul Jimenez at home to Newcastle. But I just feel like we should keep Harry.
So there's not a lot of other opportunities to cheap out.
No, there's not. Because we need to find 0.9, so we can't even downgrade a Cucho. Can't downgade a Jacob Ramsey.
Yeah.
I don't want to downgrade Meslier and just leave Backman in goal. I mean, we couldn't even go for the Watford double up because of Ben Foster's ownership anyway. So it would possibly mean still getting rid of Mahrez.
Mm. I think we should roll it.
Or sell Lewis Dunk.
No, I think we should roll it. If it feels like it's a want, not a need, and I think it's going to be a funny old week after the first round of European fixtures. I think it's a roll it, mate.
I tell you what, I don't want to do that. I fancy Norwich will keep a clean sheet this weekend.
Okay.
Personally, I fancy Liverpool to keep a clean sheet. I don't fancy Brighton to keep a clean sheet. I do fancy Leicester, but there's a fair chance Pereira won't play. This could be an absolutely blinding -4. We know we generally wouldn't advise it for two defensive players, but also consider, if Norwich do keep a clean sheet today, Brandon Williams is going to be available next week. We're in a position here, we can get Williams and Livramento as the two defensive players.
True.
That opportunity might not come round again.
Mm. So you want to go Dunk to Williams, Rudiger to Robertson.
I think the thing is, as well, in terms of attacking Williams, like, we could play him this week.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's my first sub ahead of Yves Bissouma. So I agree with you on the fact that I think Norwich could do well. So, yeah. Yeah, all right. Let's get it done. Dunk to Williams.
Or, just to throw some other names out there, Conor Gallagher. I mean, you could come down to Morris to Gallagher now and just do that. Doesn't feel right this week, personally.
No.
Decore, we obviously mentioned this morning as well. Adama Traore, Ismaila Sarr is only 5% owned. Andros Townsend, Trincao as midfielders, possibly to consider. Kevin De Bruyne is 1.4% owned. Rather fuck your team up for that, mate.
No. I think hold on Gallagher. Look, he's got Liverpool this week, so let's get that out of the way and then reassess what we think we're going to do with him. I do think we should get Conor Gallagher, but we can maybe sacrifice Greenwood if we think he's going to get dropped or Mahrez for him, and then we've got a bit of money to play with and decide what we do with that.
Or rather than forcing in Robertson for a minus four, would you rather go for one of these options for a free transfer? Reece James, Kieran Tierney, Joel Matip, or Nelson Semedo or Marcel? Because we haven't got any Wolves defensive here.
No. Let's go big.
Rather take the minus four for Robertson.
Mm-hmm. Long term, I think he's a better hold than any of those.
Does that make sense over getting a Wolves player in for free?
Yeah, or even Tierney. The only one that you read that I liked the sound of was Tierney. I actually think Pereira to Tierney for free is a better move, actually.
Is Semedo going to be all fart and no poo, as said in the week on Black Box? Is that what he's going
to
be?
Yeah. I think Pereira to Tierney is a more sensible option.
That's another option.
Mm. Pereira to Tierney and leave it and then roll it and we'll just...
Do you go Tierney over one of the Wolves guys?
Yep.
Because I think, honestly, if I didn't have Jose Sa, as I said, I think I'd buy Semedo.
Nah, I think Tierney.
All right.
Reliability of Arsenal.
Yeah, I think it might... Oh, man. I think the thing is, I just can't justify the minus four for Robertson. Then I look at the fixture and I think, when are we getting there? Then it's not a minus four next week. I mean, the chances are he's not going to fly up in ownership anytime soon. I just know that in any given week he'll pull out a double pointer. The fact he's only got like 9 points or so far this season, you have to remember that he missed the first two games, right? It'll come.
Mm.
It will come for him, definitely. No doubt about it. And it won't take long for people to take an interest in him. Oh my God, is Robertson matching Trent? Oh my God, I can save 0.6 going Robertson instead. We're going Tierney.
Yeah.
For Pereira. Exact same change as my main team. What the fuck is this?
Bizarre.
Okay.
Good. Fine. Tierney in for Pereira. Captain on Mane.
Captain Mane. I don't think there's any debate about that. Vice Jimenez?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Okay. Minus 56. Shout out to Ben O'Connell. Froggy 56. 92 points last week. And the same for Charles Leffler, 92 points last week as well. Both took a minus 56. Well done, lads. How did your week go, minus 56?
82 points last week, which is decent. I'm on the pick team tab. So, yeah, I had returns from Robertson, Sanchez and Ben White, Fernandez, Jota, Captain Ronaldo and Lukaku. And Damari Gray chipped in nicely. The Monday night ended up being your DCL versus my Damari Gray. DCL didn't even play, and then Gray managed to get a goal. So comfortable.
Do you have any Chelsea defensive?
No.
No Christensen either.
Oh, difficult. This week,
yeah,
I'm...
so 76 points for me. This is always the problem with us picking the team on the... I mean, to be honest, Christensen wouldn't have made no difference. Actually, neither would Calvert-Lewin. I'd have still gone for him.
Mm.
I think even if I'd have picked the team on Friday night rather than a Thursday night.
I've got quite an all-in strategy this week.
So have I. Yeah. This could be interesting.
I've got 3 Liverpool, 3 City, 2 Leeds, 2 Wolves, and a partridge in a pear tree with Jared Bowen. So I've gone in this week with...
You think you're going to get battered? Why have you picked Jared Bowen?
Saar, because it's cheap, isn't it? I've got Saar in goal.
Yep.
Cancelo, Van Dijk. Yep. And Trent at the back. Yeah. Grealish, Ferran Torres, Mo Salah, captain, Rafinha, and Jared Bowen in the middle. Raul Jimenez and Patrick Bamford up top. And that still gives me a bench of Tomiyasu, Odson Edouard, and then Omar Bamidele. So even if
Edouard. Why have you wasted that this week?
why not? 6.5 million. I don't think I'm going to use him next week.
I'll give you a player you could have wasted it on better that's in my team who's cheaper than Odson Edouard. So I've taken massive risks this week. One, I've got no leads, which I'm really not convinced that's the right choice, actually. And I've got three Manchester City players who could all conceivably not play. I've gone Kasper Schmeichel in goal. I've gone Trent, Nelson Semedo and Cancelo, back three. In midfield, I've gone Captain Mo Salah, Sadio Mane, Ferran Torres, İlkay Gundogan. Up front, I've gone Raul Jimenez, Ollie Watkins, and Timu Pukki. Pukki over Edouard this week. It's got to be, mate.
Well, Edouard's not playing, right? He's on my bench, so...
I get that. But you won't... The thing is, what you got to think with that is Norwich away to Everton next week. You ain't picking Pukki next week, so you might as well pick him now. Whereas Edouard, if he suddenly starts and scores twice at Anfield, you're looking at Brighton home next week and maybe you want to pick him next week, right?
Yeah, perhaps.
Subs. I've decided I had to pick one strong sub with the three Manchester City players. So I've got Marcel on the bench. I've got Omobamadeli and Billy Gilmore. So yes, I've done a free hit team and I've got three Norwich players. Although admittedly two of them on the bench. Sub goalkeeper Danny Ward to back up Kasper Schmeichel. I'm not overly confident with the no Leeds players, but I felt I had to make sacrifices. I wanted Salah and Mane, basically.
So, quickly go through Sky and then we can run down some predictions. Have you planned any moves in Sky for this weekend? Or are you going to wait?
So, it will be dependent on team news. And at time of recording, we don't have the Adam Webster information yet. Probably by the time you hear this, someone's probably put it in the Sky FF or the Brighton Slack channels. But the planned move is, I assume he's going to be out for a while. I'm planning to go Webster to Gallagher tomorrow.
Right. And for me, if Webster is out, it'll be Webster to Markel.
Straw cow.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, Markel tomorrow. And then wait and see what happens with my knock on moves will not be till the following week. So that's what I'll be looking at.
Captains.
Rafinha
tonight.
Rafinha, Salah tomorrow. Cristiano.
I'll be going Ronaldo on Sunday as Snap. Well. Yeah, it's the sensible play, I think. Mm. Okay, predictions.
Yes, tonight, Newcastle, Leeds.
I'm going to go Desmond.
Desmond 2-2.
Yeah.
I think Leeds will win 3-1 tonight.
I think... on the counter-attack, Saint-Maximin could do bits tonight, actually. I noticed he went up in price last night, and I was like, what? How has that happened? But actually, he might have a good week, Saint-Maximin. Newcastle can't not ship goals as well. I think if it was someone other than Leeds, in a roundabout way, I'd say Newcastle definitely get beat with no Wilson and stuff. But actually, I think they'll give Leeds some problems. I think that should be a really good game tonight, actually.
Let's see. 3-1 leads for me. Wolves.
I was half tempted to put 3-3.
Wolves, Brentford.
I'm going 2-0 Wolves.
2-0 Wolves was my prediction as well. I think it's going to be fairly comfortable for them tomorrow. Burnley, Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal.
1-0 Arsenal for me. 1-0. I don't think it's going to be the greatest game. I don't think it's going to be full of chances.
The key to the game will be Chris Wood's going to pull on to Ben White all game. Mm-hmm. And they'll be unapologetic about it. What are Arsenal going to do about it? Now, if they deal with that problem, then I think they'll be okay. What they've got to do is get high up the pitch. Have to get high up the pitch and accept that Wood will beat Ben White in the air quite a little bit. But Gabriel or Tomiyasu sweep behind. Burnley don't have bags of pace in their team anyway. You clear up the mess. It's what you got to do. Keep clearing up the mess. Keep Chris Wood out of the penalty box if they do, I think Arsenal win. If they sit off and go deep and invite pressure in their penalty area, like they did with Lukaku in game week 2, and admittedly Arsenal's defensive makeup is very different now, then they'll get beat. But I think with White and Gabriel, their turn of pace, and I wouldn't say either are particularly quick, but they're not slow, then yeah, they can get higher up the pitch and squeeze Burnley.
Liverpool Palace.
I'm going 2-0 Liverpool.
I'm at 3-1 to Liverpool. I think Palace will still nick a goal, but Liverpool comfortable 3-1. City Southampton.
I very nearly put this as a draw. I'm going 2-1 Man City.
4-0 Man City.
Bearing in mind that Manchester City in their last four home games have scored 5, 5, 5 and 6.
Yeah, 4-0 Man City. And I'll tell you why, because Pep did a surge. Did you see what he said after the Champions League or before, whatever he was talking about? Yeah. He said, we're tired. And you know what happens when people say that they're tired? They go fucking big. So 4-0 City.
My reason for thinking this is, I was thinking about previous City Southampton games. Particularly the Etihad games. Now, shortly after the first 9-0 against Leicester, they went to the Etihad and they were winning 1-0 for a long time and they conceded two late goals and lost 2-1. I feel like Kyle Walker got one of the goals, if I remember right. There was the 1-0 at St Mary's during the restart period where it was a miracle that Man City didn't score. Last year at the Etihad, the game was 5-2, I want to say, during double game week 27, and it was carnage. Ridiculous. I mean, Southampton could have got more than two. And I think the fact that Southampton changed system last week, I was reflecting on it more after Monday's pod, I'm wondering if it was part designed to actually have a real go at trying to counter-attack Manchester City properly. And I wonder if this might be a bit different. Honestly, I wouldn't be stunned if Southampton come away with a point. Okay. I'm going to go 2-1 City. I think Southampton might be changing. That's the point.
Norwich Watford.
I'm going to go 2-0 Norwich.
1-1 for me. That one, I think, it's going to be bog standard. Villa Everton.
1-1.
As well.
What do you mean as well? You haven't said your prediction.
Oh, sorry. I said 1-1 for Norwich Watford. So you didn't say 1-1 for that. I did. Villa Everton for me is 2-1 Everton.
Okay.
I think Everton will win that. Brighton Leicester. It's a tricky one.
That's a really interesting one. That's the 5:30 game on Saturday, isn't it? Villa Everton. Both teams commonly play a back four. I wonder if they both might play a back three. I know they both started that way last week, and I just wonder if they'll both be conscious that the other one might stick, and therefore they both stick. Plus, I think in Villa's case, Villa probably did better, although they lost 3-0 at Chelsea, probably did better than they imagined they would in terms of their actual performance within the game. And I wonder if they just might stick, particularly we haven't got the Buendia information yet, particularly maybe if he's unavailable, if they might stick with that. I don't think it's a long-term solution for Villa because they're going to want to work Leon Bailey in and he's got to play in a wide area, really. But I wonder if both teams might stick this weekend and stay with that.
Brighton Leicester.
I'm going to stick with the COTC prediction and go 1-0 Leicester.
I'm going to go 3-1 Leicester. I think they're going to come into a bit of form now. They started slowish. They're going to come into some form. 3-1 to Leicester. West Ham, Manchester United. Go on, James.
1-1.
1-1 is what you said earlier in the week as well. I'm going to predict for the official purposeful predictions a Desmond 2-2. But I think the bottom of my heart says 3-1 to Manchester United.
Did you see David Moyes' comments on Vlasic after the game?
No.
So he said, really likes what he's seen so far, says he sees him as a 7, a 10 or 11, which basically means he sees him as
anywhere
the same player,
in the front.
Same player as Benrahma or Fornals, basically.
Yeah.
That he can play anywhere in the free behind the front man, which suggests, unless he's lying through his teeth, that he's not going to play up front, in which case, who do you think it will be?
Bowen.
Yeah, I thought you would say that. Mm. I'm going to stick with my sneaky that it might be Yarmolenko. Yeah. Did he play last night?
He came on as a sub, about 70 minutes or so, give or take. Okay. Spurs, Chelsea, last but not least.
I want you to go first.
3-1 Chelsea.
You think we'll score?
The thing is, when you've got a player like Harry Kane, anytime, any place kind of thing.
You
so
just
that's
went to
why
sell him from the differentials, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, Mr. Harry Kane there.
I'm gonna stick with what I said on Tottenham. I'm going to say 1-1.
Okay.
With the caveat to that, that if it's a central defence of something like Rodon and Ben Davies, then I genuinely think Chelsea will win 3 or 4 nil. But I don't think it will be. I think, look, in the case of central defenders as well, it's as much about the mind as the body in that position, because you know that we're going to have spells without the ball and stuff in the game like this. Like Chelsea, for the Sky players, I mean, to be honest, I'm half tempted to go Rudiger. It's a certainty to Parsons here on Sunday, but I will stick with Ronaldo as the more sensible play. I wonder if, we might go back five. I think the team will be stronger than everyone expects, whether it is a back five or a back four. I mean, even if it's a back four, it could be the same team that played against Manchester City on the opening day, except Kane will be in up front, Son wide, and the third attacking player will be Lo Celso or Brian Hill. So we'll be back to a very similar team that played against Man City. And if that's the case, I don't think it's a massive drama. We just have to alternate the way we play, because we obviously utilised the pace of the three attacking players to really carry the ball in that City fixture, which obviously, assuming Lucas and Bergwijn are out, we can't do. And if Son's out as well, it's a major problem. If Son's out, Brian Hill's got to play, basically. And actually, I think if Son's out as well, I think Ndombele would have to play. I would drop Dele Alli, personally. But he won't do that.
We shall see what happens at the weekend. Patrons, there's your predictions. There's your team lineups. And that's the end of this pod, because I need a piss, so I'm going to go. Ciao for now.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend. Cue music, please, man child.
Call me Iceman.
The Fantasy Football Show.